Mountaintop moments. We all have had them. And when we think about those mountaintop moments, there are events that we just want to stay in. We want them to linger. And here in the gospel lesson, it's no different. The disciples are here on this mountaintop moment, and what do they say? Let's stay here. Let's build shelters. Let me tell you this story about myself. When I was a student at Lenore Ryan, I was invited to go to a Pathways retreat, which is very similar to Via de Cristo. It was the college version. And I'm going to date myself, but as we went in there, they gather us in the single room, and they said, okay, first of all, everyone take off your watches. Take off your watch, turn that in. And then we also want you to turn in your Walkmans. Now, for those of you watching, a Walkman was a device that's used to play music that no longer exists. So I was really upset, though, because I was really big in the music, and I like constantly had music playing. So for me to be without my watch, which I always feel weird when I don't have my watch on, and then you also take away my music, the weekend was not starting out well for me. The next morning, 6 a.m., they wake us up, and we go to the gathering space, half asleep. Okay, we're going to go on a hike, and we're going to go up this mountain. So I'm standing. Now, keep in mind, I've always been fluffy, as my mother calls me. I've always been fluffy. And so I look at this, and I'm like, I can't climb that. No. They're like, well, everybody's going up. So somebody will help you. So two counselors stayed behind to sort of push me a bit up this mountain, and I'm just huffing and puffing. Meanwhile, the rest of the group was already at the top. You know, it took me about 45 minutes to get up the side of this little mountain. And I'm finally there, and I'm hungover, just trying to breathe and catch my breath. And as soon as I get up there, the counselor said, all right, let's head down. And I had just gotten there. I'm like, wait, I haven't even stood up yet. Give me a minute. But as soon as I did stand up, this was in the fall in North Carolina, and all I saw were brilliant autumn colors on the trees and mountaintops. It was yellows, orange, and it was just stunning. And it took my breath away. And in that moment, I wanted to linger. I didn't want to go down that mountain in that moment. When we think about those events, though, in our own lives, we want them to last. We don't want to let go of the feeling that comes in those moments. We get so wrapped up in it. But like the counselor said, eventually, you have to go down, right? I think it's really cool to think about our lives, and this story always comes, the Sunday always before Ash Wednesday is always Transfiguration, the story of Transfiguration. And I love that it's a story of Transfiguration, because I want you to think about what that word means for a second. What does it mean to be transfigured? What does that mean to you? I'm hearing changed. Yeah? Something changed. Something shifted, right? Jesus didn't look like Jesus in that moment. What does it say? He was dazzling white. And we just took down our Epiphany star from the sanctuary space, right? The reminder of the light that dwells within us. And here we are closing the season of Epiphany, celebrating a transfiguration, which is a reminder of the change that we have to go through. And then we enter into the season of Lent. So when you're in those mountaintop moments and you got to come down, where do you go? Into the valleys, right? Think about the analogy of a mountaintop moment. You have hills, mountains, and valleys. hills and valleys, right? And what does Jesus say in Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, he restores my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We all want to dwell on the mountaintop moment, just like those disciples, but the reality of our life is we can't dwell there, and sometimes we get stuck in our valley moments, right? It's kind of like someone's car getting stuck in the mud. If you are with your friend and they are stuck in the mud, do you just sit in the car and go, good luck out there? I'll just stay in here. You let me know when you're ready to go. Meanwhile, they're out there trying to push and push and push and get the car out of the mud. No, you would get out and help them to push the car, right? I made something for y'all. Located on both entrances of the church, this one is out there on that little usher table, is a Lenten calendar. Because the season of Lent is about our transformation, our change. And how do you do that? You focus on the three pillars of Lent, which I've outlined for you here. They are prayer, fasting, and service. I know that some of us, especially me with my Catholic upbringing, some of you may be used to giving up something, right? Give up chocolate. One year I stupidly gave up cheese. The really bad year was when I gave up caffeine. Oh, that killed me. Okay, the three pillars of Lent. Let me focus. Okay, prayer, fasting, and service. So on this calendar for the season of Lent, which begins on Wednesday, and I hope you come to receive your ashes. I'm going to talk about Ash Wednesday in a second. Every day you've got either a prayer, something to fast from or for, and I'll explain that, and then something to do of service. So for example, this Wednesday, it says sorry or apology, meaning you pray about someone that you need to forgive or someone that you need to give an apology to. Thursday, do not listen to any music or radio in the car. How many of you struggle with that? I would. Just for Thursday, only silence. Guess what you do during the silence? Pray. Friday, send a card or email to someone who may be lonely. We have a list of members who can't come to church. Everyone has a card somewhere in their house, and if not, you certainly have a piece of paper to write a note. Say, thinking about you, wishing you a happy Lent. Something, right? So these are suggestions for you to focus on those three things. Now, fasting does not mean like fasting from food. It means to keep something away from yourself so that you can be recentered. Because again, the purpose is to come down off the mountain so that at the end of 6 weeks, when you get to Easter, you are transformed. You become changed through prayer, fasting, and service in the season of Lent. And so this is an invitation, but it's also a reminder. Because when we begin Lent, it's one of the most beautiful services I think that we do throughout the season. And it's one of my favorites because it's so humbling to be able to do it for you. To mark on your forehead the same mark that you received in baptism. And I put that smudge on there, right? To remind you, and what do I say? Do you remember what I say when I put that marking on your forehead? That's a good guess. That's a funeral, Donna. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It's a reminder of our own mortality. That even though we get stuck sometimes in that valley, even though that sometimes we don't want to get out and help your friend to push that car out of the mud, that even though our own brokenness sometimes causes our own inter-reflection where we can't feel like we function and we are filled with anxiety and pain and all kinds of ugliness sometimes comes out. Even in those dark valley moments, what does Psalm 23 remind us? That we are not alone. Because through every valley is another mountaintop moment. You dwell for a little bit, you come back down. Isn't that what happens in our life? We all have those hills and valleys, and sometimes those valleys become so overwhelming. But here's the invitation. You don't have to do it yourself. I want you to focus this Lenten season on this. Prayer, fasting, service. Because you're not alone. And it's also an invitation for us to invite others to that process. Think about how uplifted someone will be when they receive your card or phone call. Think about what will happen when you pray for someone to be healed from pain and you get a phone call later on that week. I am feeling so much better. But we sometimes have to be willing to go through those dark, ugly valley moments so that we become transformed. We become transfigured. That's what this story is all about. It's a reminder that even in our smudged, mark, broken humanity, that we too are forgiven because God came in His Son and took all of that pain, all of that sin, all of that anxiety, and hung it on the cross for you. And so this season of Lent is a reminder of that. But before we get to the joyous celebration of Easter, this Lenten season, you'll hear hymns that are played in those minor keys. You'll hear on Wednesday these beautiful Taizé songs that we're going to be using during our worship time together. It's very meditative and reflective. And it's all designed to help us focus on our own brokenness so that we then can release it to God. I'll explain more about that on Wednesday when you see something new that we're adding to reflect on this Lenten season. But until then, I invite us all to embrace our brokenness in this moment, because the season of this day is about being transformed, preparing ourselves for that cleansing, that celebration that comes at Easter. But we got 6 weeks before we get there. And so I want to invite you to pick up one of these calendars as you leave today. Put it on cardstock for you, either here or at the other entrance, to pray, fast, do some act of service, to be reminded that we are called and claimed by a wonderful Redeemer who continues to walk with us in our brokenness despite everything that we go through. In this Transfiguration Sunday, I invite you to be changed. I invite you to be transformed. I invite you to think about our own humanity. And this day and always, to be changed by the love of God found here in sacrament. Amen.